Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Are you guys excited?
Yeah!
All right! Well, the tour rolls on, and the next part of the tour is my favorite part. Check this out.
No, he's a saxophone with a record.
Cause it's all right to expose yourself to kids. No, it's not, but they grow up and it's too late. Find an elementary school and possess time. Pull your pecker in front of them and mess with it.
Welcome to Thinking Downloading, episode 109 of Suplex City Limits for May 13th, 2007. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the most fancy Dan co-host in all the land.
And I won't hang myself by a tie while trying to jerk off in the closet like the Family Feud guy. I'm Tyler Fudge.
Jesus.
I'm not into that shit. I'm not into that shit. I just like beating off in bed.
What do you mean beating off in bed?
I just like laying down in bed beating off.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of getting in the closet. You know, that's a lot of work for a fat guy.
Yeah, so it's good enough for me, man. Plus, you got to find something sturdy enough to hang your fat ass from.
Yeah, like what fucking clothes hanger is going to hold me up? No, nah. Not one.
It's not going to work. No. Everyone right now is also thinking, what the fuck is Fancy Dan? A joke literally between us.
Yes, legit.
Like City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please, you know, give us a like, a subscribe, a review. Write us a review, man. Come on. Give us a 5-star rating and all that shit. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Post news, funny shit. I fucking tweet about watching River Monsters at 4 in the morning. It's good stuff, man. Check that out.
What's his name? Jeremy Clark or something like that?
Jeremy Wade.
Jeremy Wade. I love that fucking guy.
It's the final season of River Monsters.
Hasn't he moved out to the sea or something now?
I hear he did. But now he's back to this. And it's
is he?
The final season. I don't think there's anything left for him to fish.
Well, no. He's caught it all, except for the fake stuff that's out there, like the Loch Ness Monster and stuff.
Fuck. I don't know. I love that show. It's good.
I do, too.
Welcome to our... River Monsters podcast.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, if you'll allow me to take it one further there, Jim.
Yeah.
I was on Reddit today, okay? And I don't like Reddit. I think Reddit's stupid. But I was trying to pass time, and I seen somebody ask, why does one make an account on a porn site when you can just get it for free? I was like, I would really like to know what the pro is to that. So I click on it, and this is an example of how much I hate Reddit. I click on it, and I look to see an answer, and all they're talking about is the Jurassic Park novels. And I was like, what? What? He's like,
I'm going to tell you why, dude, right here. You didn't expect it, but you're going to get it. You sign up on Pornhub so that you can like and comment on shit, and so that you can follow people and shit like that, dude. That's why.
So you can't like or comment on Pornhub without signing up, eh?
I suppose
then it'll just be anonymous.
Right. Huh. Dude, I think I mentioned this on the show at one point. If you're out on porn sites, random porn site, I fucking post on them as Razor Ramon all the time.
Hey, yo.
That's how I start every comment. Hey, yo. Yeah, it's the bad guy, man. If you see comments on porn sites as Razor Ramon,
it was more than likely Mr. Vicious. Good. Good. I like that.
It's good stuff, man. You got to pass the time somehow.
Exactly.
You couldn't pass it this week watching WWE, though. So.
Oh, was that ever abysmal, too? And we'll get into it in like a better depth, because I wouldn't say we'll get too deep into it, but a part of it has to be the fact of the sudden injury to Braun Strowman on Raw. And just like, oh, Braun's injured, so we got to do something different.
We'll go deep six into Raw and SmackDown, or as Baron Corbin calls it, all the way in.
Or Tyler Fudge's deep three.
Deep three? It's kind of like the six, but half.
Yeah, this is like half. Still
call it the deep three?
Yeah, please.
You can also donate to the show on Patreon. We will give you a shout out on the show. such as Casey, for donating. This dude's been donating to the show forever. You are a very good man. Wrestling Soup.
Drown you out, motherfucker, with the applauses.
What's a sea of applause? Wrestling Soup, the Miz guy, his payment cleared, dude.
Did he? Good.
Infamous Chris Savage and Keith Martin. He only gets
Keith Lee.
That's not his name.
No, I don't. There's a wrestling.
Did I say his name wrong?
Yeah.
He gave us a dollar. I mean, that's more than 99.9% of listeners give us, right?
That's true. So,
so
condemn you, Keith. Keith Richardson.
Keith Thompson. Thank you.
Richard Townsend. Is that what your name is?
Let's just do that for an hour. See where the see where the ratings go.
So
I think that's about it. Also, you buy T-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees if that's your fancy. They just had a special 20% off 1-day sale yesterday. If you followed us on Twitter, you'd have got the coupon code. So, just saying.
But you
anyway,
silly suckers that didn't, you, no shirts for you.
Yeah, no shirts for you. We're gonna get some news to start the week, huh?
We might as well. We might as well. Do you have anything that would be candidate for news story of the week?
I don't know about that.
No?
Are you stalling with looking for the news song?
Well, I totally forgot about that.
This week on the news, Sexy Tyler brings you good loving and sweet fucking. Over to you, Jim.
What the fuck? We're already off. We're fucking off to a bad start here.
We are. We're far away from wrestling already.
I'm far too fucked up for this.
I usually don't smoke the full joint the first 5 minutes, but I've gone there, and so it's too late now. Can't turn.
You're not in uncharted territory. Oh shit! You think people think that it's like, oh, these guys only took themselves like took it seriously. These guys didn't get baked to the tits like right before the show starts.
It's like that really smart criminal. It's like if only he applied himself.
We've got demons.
They're in my veins.
My favorite news story of the week: Colby Carino.
Oh yes, God love him,
dude. He just can't get his shit together, man. And that picture of him is so great, too.
It is. It's better than any wrestling picture he's had his whole career.
His mugshot, it looks like a little kid that you sent to bed without dinner, you know?
Malnourished and shit. That's why he's just got no body in wrestling at all.
Yeah. He was arrested for outstanding warrants. So, luckily it was just that, but, dude, take care of your shit, man. Because that was when he got busted with, like, every...
No, he didn't get busted. He got caught dying on the floor with drugs around him.
That's right, he was, right?
He's a stupid dying guy.
Yeah, with, like, a kaleidoscope of drugs around him.
Yeah, it's just, like, gene pools of every disease.
What the fuck? What is with that kid, man?
He looks like the dirtiest thing in the world, though, doesn't he?
He looks like shit. Looks like shit on top of shit.
What's that called? Shit.
What? Yeah, it's on top of shit. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's what happens when your dad is gone a lot when you're growing up or something. I don't fucking know. But you think Steve would fuck that kid up? I guess he's like over 18 now, so he can't really do anything.
That's true. Well, I mean,
but
he can still fuck him up.
He doesn't wrestle anymore, does he?
Steen? I don't think so. Or Steen. Steve? Yeah, no.
No, fucking this Carino.
Oh, Colby Carino?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's been booked as the Ugly Ducklings again.
Oh, my.
Because that's his whole shtick is he's in a trio with two other ugly dudes called the Ugly Ducklings.
That's stupid.
It really is, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, it fucking is. Thank you.
Where is the money?
There is no money.
Exactly. Oh, fuck. I don't know what other news stories we had this week.
Well, we had the tweet-a-thon of the week. between the Kings of Leon's bass player.
Who gives a fuck player? Yeah.
Essentially saying what? Don't watch wrestling or something like that.
Oh no! You're saying like something about adults. Yeah, I mean, I'm watching wrestling. Yeah, and it fucking people went crazy. It was awesome. Yeah.
So, and Veda Scott sent him a message or a tweet, something about a Seinfeld reference, and he told her to close her legs. And he's like, "Oh goddamn, this went so fast."
And now a bunch of pussies are like, now they're mad, at, like really mad.
Yeah,
that was a sexist comment. She's like, "Did you see her response after that?" She's like, "Oh, that was a sexist." And like, I don't stoop to that. Fuck you, man. You insulted him, and he insulted you back. That's like the typical bullshit nowadays, man. Well, you can, we can, I can talk shit on your band and, you know, say you guys fucking suck. And they do suck. But yeah. Then if you say anything relating to me as a woman or my pussy or something, then it's like, oh, then I can get you in trouble, you know. Then it's like a real thing. Like, fuck off, dude.
The only problem I have with that, like the whole pussy thing, is that it's the easy way out. You know what I mean? You should be able to come up with something cleverer. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
Pussy. I just want to say
that. Cunt. Pussy cunt girl.
Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, to Veda Scott, I say, shut your pussy, you cunt.
As he tells me, okay. He's like, no, I gotta get my cunt in.
I just feel like, yes, this guy is stupid. But then her thing was stupid too, so.
It's all stupid.
Yeah. Exactly. And like, that's funny how mad people got. Like, who gives a fuck with a dude from Kings of Leon? Like, I couldn't name a Kings of Leon song if I had to.
Well, I can name Sex is on Fire. Sex on Fire? Sex is on Fire?
You can't name shit, son.
Your sex is on fire. That one. I don't know. Anyways, Jim.
I don't even know what that means. Your sex is on fire. Your pee hole's on fire afterward.
Well, you'd think I've had the clap. That's literally what it is.
Sex I know. On I, was, fire. I was dragging it that way so that you would remind everybody what you did at one point.
Should be a shirt.
Yeah. The clap. Braun Strowman's hurt.
Hurt. Ember Moon is hurt. And who else is hurt? Emma. Emma's hurt. So,
dude. Okay. So, which one do you want to start with? Braun Strowman. Where did he get hurt?
Okay. So the surrounding coincidences of Braun Strowman getting hurt is unreal, because he shouldn't have ever gotten hurt, because him and Roman Reigns did an injury angle at Payback or whatever the fuck that pay per view was called. I can't even remember anymore. Was it Payback?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, it was Payback. So, and then they shouldn't be on TV. They shouldn't be wrestling. So all throughout the house shows on the UK circuit, you got Braun Strowman out there. Mm-hmm. And Roman Reigns would come and spear him every night. And it's just like, it's the only place he could have injured himself is during these spears through the table that you were doing for no fucking reason.
Yeah, well, it was his elbow, I guess. It's like 8 weeks or something, 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, so it's just like, now he's got to have surgery, you dumb fucks.
I was waiting for it to be like he hurt himself on that fucking stupid ambulance door bit, you know? Oh. Which is a segment that absolutely didn't need to even be in the show.
No.
You know? Shouldn't even have been on the fucking show. That's all it is, though. Like, too, man. Like, on one hand, yes, I like the Braun Strowman deal, you know, that we got going on, but, dude, I can't fucking watch this match. All it is him running into shit, dude. If that's all it is.
It really is.
Like, it's like a Nintendo boss, dude, where you're just like, it's like the first level boss, you know? You get to the first level and you just smash him, because all he does is like come at you and you move and he slams into shit.
We need to bring back El Mantador. Bring back Tito Santana.
Did you say El Mantador?
Yeah, I did. God damn.
Like a fucking, like a manta? Like a mantis?
I'm making up my own pieces now. So, but bring back Tito Santana, man, and just have him with the fucking thing and have Braun just run through it. It'd be awesome.
Tito Santana goes over Yeah, by fucking riling him in with the fucking thing, yeah. Then he slams into the ring post and shit and slams into the fucking, you know, the rail, and it's so stupid. I fucking, like, well, he's a big guy, I get it, but, like, I don't know. You didn't see Andre the Giant fucking just, like, running into shit, you know?
No, you didn't but see, Andre like, the Giant would get tied up in the ropes every night.
He loved that spot because it was a rest spot for him. He was the one who liked that spot. He put that in all the matches.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Which you never see that anymore. When's the last time you saw somebody do that and fucking, where they get tied up in the ropes like that?
Maybe Big Show.
Oh, maybe Big Show.
He might have done it sometime when he first debuted.
It's kind of a cool spot. Anyway, one of those things that you don't see anymore.
Yeah, something that you've never seen before is R-Truth hosting a game show on the WWE Network.
Oh, God. Is that happening?
Yes, it is. They tested for the show in March, and it's looking at a late summer or early fall debut.
I mean, that could be decent, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, will it be R-Truth hosting a game show where the wrestlers are the contestants?
Oh, fuck.
Or is it R-Truth hosting a game show where it's little kids as contestants, or...
Maybe it'll be a mix. It'll be a Becky Lynch versus a child.
Okay.
And they'll be having a competition to see who can open a fucking can with a can opener first. You ever seen that video?
No.
It's this Instagram video of Becky Lynch. Oh, dude. She's trying to open a can with a can opener, like on Facebook Live or something.
And she can't
do it. She fucks with it forever.
Oh, wow.
I need that Terry Funk. Forever.
Or you could also do Dana Brooke in a battle of wits against a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
That would be something to see.
That's it. Acting. She could have an acting competition with a retarded child.
Yeah. Oh. That's all you'd hear.
But never mind Bailey. I don't even know what the fuck she's talking about.
She just asked me. That's all she is.
Yeah. Jim Ross and Nigel McGuinness are going to be calling the WWE UK TV show.
Yeah, and that's going to be pretty cool. And so, like, Jim Ross apparently doesn't have... He's got, like, a couple dates that he's booked with the WWE for stuff like this here. He's not doing, like, any... He doesn't have enough dates to do a week-by-week basis thing, so...
Well, he doesn't want to do a fucking... Like, a week... You know, he doesn't want to be on the road all the time.
No. No,
he'll go to England and hawk some barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God.
By God, barbecue sauce. And do this, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? Good for him. He deserves something. You know, he should be announcing something of that company.
Yeah, he's single now, so maybe he's fucking. You know,
he's on the prowl.
He's on the prowl, dude. Yeah.
Over in England, just fucking beating in the puss.
Just ready, man.
Seen the page videos, just like, I know how they like to fuck, so.
Barbecue sauce lube and all, man. It's just
Brad Maddox is his carry-on.
By God, that's delicious.
Tastes just like chicken.
Barbecue chicken. That should be good, though.
Yeah.
I look forward to this. This show could actually maybe be decent. We'll see. I'm just like so jaded now after 205 Live was... We were like, oh, Cruiserweight show. This is going to be awesome. And then like...
I know. Jesus. This. Well, at least this is all pre-taped, though. The problem with the Cruiserweight show is that it's all done live. That's the problem with almost every WWE show.
I don't care about the live shit. I care about the fucking terrible writing and how there's nothing. There's not a single story that's worth anything. It's
no.
Awful.
You're right. But, like, what I'm talking about is, like, those shows that are taped 4 or 5 weeks in advance. You know what I mean? Like, those shows tend to have good writing because nothing's changing every goddamn day. Vince, they don't have Vince change his mind every fucking hour.
Because, like, Kendrick and Tozawa, I think, are still, fucking feuding on 205 Live. I don't watch 205 Live at all.
I haven't either.
There's nothing on there that's worth watching, I'm convinced.
You could not pay me enough money.
I mean, I used to watch it at first, but I mean, it's just not good. It's the same. They hired all these people too, and it's just like the same six guys on the show all the time.
Yeah, there's only so much just wrestling will do it for me, especially a WWE match, because even with these guys doing flippity flips and everything like that, it's going to be the WWE style, so they'll do a high spot, rest for a minute,
yeah,
do a lockup, oh, build to the next high spot. Oh, they didn't do it. Oh, build to the next high spot. It's not going to be a fast-paced match, so they're all going to be the same, so why would I watch it?
Yeah. It hasn't been very good, and it's crazy, too, because, like, the people they have on there is just, like, fucking ridiculous. That roster, Alexander's hurt right now, right?
Yeah, but you do have...
Dolly Shuffle!
So you got that guy for you.
He was like the most, his on there, and you got Swan, who's fucking Swan is good, man.
He's wasted away in this, though. It's crazy.
That's why I felt like we talked about that with Raw, like having no tag teams. Just use fucking Tozawa and Swan. They're an awesome tag team. Like, I fucking work together really well. They seem to enjoy working together. I don't know.
Why not?
Plus, yeah, you get the black guy, Asian guy, fucking get up. That's good shit. There's all kinds of
food jokes you can make there. So exactly. Go for it. Watermelon.
Think of all the racial jokes that you can make.
Yeah, Vince, tons of them. Look at the money. Look at the T-shirts. Think of the children.
Oh shit.
So did you hear though that Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella had their baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear what they named it?
Yeah, they named it Birdie.
Yeah, did you know what Birdie is?
No.
The sister's company. She named her daughter after her company.
Or did she name her company after her daughter?
Her company was named before her daughter. Her company was a thing before she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty stupid if you ask me. I don't know about you. But like, you know what's the highest rising baby name in the United States right now? This is all towards you, because I'm Canadian.
Is it Mountain Dew Code Red?
No, it's Kylo Ren.
What?
Yeah, Kylo Ren, the new Star Wars villain.
Yeah.
So that's absurd.
That's America.
America. Birdie and Kylo Ren.
America. Wow, that sucks.
It does suck, but I mean, it could be worse, because I can rhyme off these news stories like it's no tomorrow. Because the WWE got a hold of some UK company over in obviously the UK, and the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega had a match against Dunn, Bate, and Seven.
Oh yeah,
and Matt Jackson said these guys just signed WWE contracts, but I hate to bring this up. We just so happen to make more money than your yearly downside guarantee in 2 days at the merch table.
Okay.
The WWE apparently has forced them to dub in crowd noises so you can't hear that on the movie or on the DVD.
Mm. So, yeah. Wow. That's fucking ridiculous, dude. Yeah, well, if I can... You can't do anything anywhere, man. What, is this some indie promotion?
This is just some promotion in the UK, I believe. I'm not 100% sure what the promotion is.
So they get their hand up their ass?
Yeah. It's like, if you want to use Dunn, Bate, and Seven, and if you want to release this on your DVD, you got to do this.
Those guys got... I don't know what kind of contracts those guys got, but it's fucking whack.
It is whack, isn't it? Like, they're on the... You know, I pay-per-views over in the UK, but you can't be here. You can't be over here. So clear.
They're going to decide what they're going to do. So, fucking, I mean, I'm sure those guys, too. I mean, to me, Joe, wrestling fan in America, I don't really give a shit about any of those guys. But in the UK, I know they do. So,
they fucking love it. But you know what? That speaks clearly how you can parts of the WWE. Aren't geared for us. You got to gear it towards everybody because it's a global company. So you're going to have pieces geared towards the UK audience. You're going to have pieces, aka Jinder Mahal, geared towards the Indian audience. So it's.
Yeah.
It's half the reason why I hate the WWE. Just put on a show.
I have a Tough Enough winner and NXT star are now parents is the headline. I propose the opposite headline. Two wrestling fucking nothings are now parents.
So it's Sarah enough. And who?
Wesley Blake.
Why he wants that bush on NXT. He's got a kid now.
Yeah, he's the weaker part of the assfuck twins.
He's the one not fucking Alexa Bliss.
Pretty much, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, he did pretty well. That Sarah Lee chick's hot.
Hey, I mean, yeah, of course she is. But, I mean,
but he has a kid, so that's not good.
Exactly. that's the worst. Like
1 point front. Oh, negative 1 point. For...
Yeah. Oh, no, that's far worse than negative 1 point, sir. I'm going to slide to the left here. At least you know what she puts out, though.
Yeah. Good luck.
Smokes and Pokes. That's another good one, too.
The baby's name is Piper. So
That's my dog's name.
I would imagine this is a Roddy Piper sort of thing.
That's what my dog's name was.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Stealing your shit. I don't know what's with the other guy who, the other ass fuck twin who's actually good, who is fucking Alexa Bliss.
Murphy?
Yeah, where's that guy?
He's injured.
Oh, that makes sense.
As far as I know, he's injured.
He's just off having her sign fucking autographs on his back.
Yeah, just. In his Australian accent or whatever the fuck it is. He's New Zealand or something.
That's what he's going to be up to for a while, too, just having her fucking sign autographs on his back.
Probably the height of his career. You know, he's never going to... Like, Alexa Bliss, when it comes to women's wrestling, she sucks as a wrestler.
Yeah.
But she's one of the only good talkers they got. So, like, she can get herself far in the WWE women's division just by being a talker. So that's, he's never going to catch up to her. Ever.
Yeah. This isn't wrestling related, but fucking Big Black Lincoln died this week.
You talking about the Robin Big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real name was beyond me. I was like, what? Wait, who?
Christopher Boykin, man. That was crazy. Have you seen this picture of the dude from Jimmy John's naked on a dead shark?
Yes, I did.
Or I imagine it's dead, so I don't know. It's a dead shark, and this guy's a fucking piece of shit for doing that, or that's a live shark, and the guy's a fucking legend, dude. One of the two. I'm not sure which.
Shark turns his head, winks to the camera. How about speaking of sharks? Did you see the video of what the website Cam Soda did? They had a woman go underwater in a shark tank,
okay,
and do a live stream and a shark bit her.
Oh no way!
Well, yeah, apparently, like some people think it's fake.
Have you seen that video of the dude getting sucked into a machine that's been going around?
No, but what? I've got to see this video though.
Oh, dude. Then we should. We'll do a live reaction right here.
Oh, so the other day.
Hold on. Give me a second.
You're going to send it to me?
I'm going to send it to you on Messenger in a second here. If I can find it. All right.
If I can turn back time. That's where I thought you were going.
No. Here you go. Watch this video and give me your fucking live reaction. Mrs. Vicious is trying to distract me from doing a 5-star podcast with sexuality.
So, like, there's a yellow spinning dial. Holy shit! Whoa! Oh my god, it's like he's getting turned inside. He obviously died, right?
Is that real, though? Is it real?
That's gotta be real. It's gotta be real.
It's unbelievable.
He's naked now. Almost naked. Now he's getting wrapped up. Oh, no.
The reactions of the people around there are very, like, concerned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's filmed. They got the machine off after about 45 seconds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. If you've seen that video, talk about it. If you haven't, I don't know. Watch it if you're into that sort of thing. It's fucking crazy, though.
Oh, that brought me back to, like, Faces of Death. Like, I was too stoned for that.
For this right here?
Yeah. Yeah, like... Now I'm just contemplating life, and it's like... I'm thinking about going finding some peyote and...
You think about being very fucking careful around things that spin very fast.
Yeah. Like, not sit on top of them like that guy was. Like,
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know what it was either. It's just, hey there, guys.
Something that fast, though, if it supposed to grabs your shirt or anything. Like,
yeah,
you're
just,
gone,
yeah, it just, you're gone. Whew.
Sorry if that was too far.
That was insane.
Yeah, it's pretty haunting. I only watched it once.
I'm not watching it again. That's for sure.
Oh, fuck. Ross and Raw ratings were down again.
No way. No.
Get rid of that town. Yeah. Dude, the fucking fans over there are such good fans.
Aren't they?
And they give them the worst fucking shows all the time. Why can't they give them a good show over there? It's just like... If I was at either the Raw or SmackDown shows, just... Ugh.
Oh, it would have been absolutely abysmal, but hey. You should know better.
Yeah, that's about all the news I got. I don't know what else
Lucha
you got.
Underground returns May 31st.
Oh, thankfully, yeah.
So we only got a couple more weeks, and we'll have something that... We'll have something good to talk about, usually. So
we're going to be talking about wrestling matches that took place a fucking year and a half ago.
We haven't seen them, so fuck it. I don't know the. I don't know what happens.
Right. Yeah, and we get all the story and shit. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm missing it right now, especially this week. Like I said, I just felt this void at the end of the week. I was like, I need to watch some more wrestling, something that's good, because the fucking beginning of this week was just like, I hate to be like, you know, that guy on that podcast, you know, being like. This is fucking dog shit all the time, but...
Yeah.
You got other news stories before we get into that?
Well, we might as well touch on it, because by the time next week rolls around, it will probably be too late, but with what happened last night in the ROH event with Adam Cole being kicked out of the Bullet Club...
Oh, he's on his way out, yeah.
He's on his way out, so where's he going, I wonder?
Oh, he's going to WWE, come on.
Obviously.
So this has been going around for a while.
Well, yeah, no, but this is we're seeing the ending of it now. It's actually happening now. So, but yeah,
he could do something.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. I'd love to see what Adam Cole can do. So, and then Marty Scurll joins the Bullet Club. So,
it's pretty much just like you leave the Bullet Club when you go to WWE.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's like, if you can make it to the Bullet Club, you're either set that you don't have to go anywhere else, or you go to WWE.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and there's only three guys that are set to do that, so that's Omega and the Young Bucks.
I wish that Ring of Honor would come up with a sensible way to provide their pay-per-views. I know that I should give them money, because I like the company and everything like that. But, dude, how can you charge me $35 when WWE gives me the entirety of wrestling, basically?
The whole history of wrestling.
For $9.99.
$10 a month.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's changed the game. It's just, that's how it is now, man.
Yeah, well, it's to the point where everybody has their $9.99 streaming site.
All right, pretty much.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can have almost all the wrestling in the world for like $100 a month.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not going to watch their pay-per-views.
Oh, God.
Maybe like the big one, you know, once a year, but that's about it.
Well, I'm sure I'll catch the good matches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all I'll say.
I just feel like they can do something else. I mean, you can't get those on TV somewhere. You own TV stations. I mean, you do a Clash of the Champions sort of deal. I don't know.
Aren't they the biggest television corporation or television conglomerate in the States? Owns ROH?
Yeah.
Sinclair, I think.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's one of those things, too, where you got to think about when selling something for less actually makes more sense. If Ring of Honor was to make their pay-per-views $10, more people would order it, right? I would for $10.
You'd think. You know what I mean? It's more people would order it, and therefore, you know, like, maybe you won't make so much back. You wouldn't be able to do traditional pay-per-view that way because pay-per-view takes such a big cut.
All right. But I'm saying, like, online streaming on the Fight app. Because they charge, like, I think it's the same on the Fight app as it is on fucking cable, like $35. It might be a little less on the Fight app, but I mean,
yeah, it might be like $2 less or something.
But if you sell four times as many there, you've come out ahead, you know. It's
exactly. And then turns more eyes onto the product, and that's more merchandise you can chill. So
yeah, there you go.
And before we go out of it, the IWGP US Championship.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking dope. You see that title? That old fucking US title?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, with the red strap and shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how is this decided in that tournament coming up here in LA
the Long Beach shows, I guess, will crown the champion. And I think they're doing the tournament over that weekend as well.
Yeah.
Which is weird. They haven't... The G1 is going on there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to... Being in Long Beach, dude, they're going to book some fucking luchadors and shit? That'd be awesome.
I don't know. They probably got full cards, just the guys they got, right? So,
yeah.
You might get a couple, but...
Well, if they're coming to the U.S., they're going to use some U.S. stars. I mean...
You think
indie
so, yeah.
guys, right? I mean... You won't get Ricochet, or will you?
You probably... I don't know. Probably, it's different because it's on in the U.S. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. They haven't announced any matches for it, have they?
No. But then it makes you wonder, too, is Kenny Omega going to be the guy that gets this U.S. championship? Because they're trying to branch out to North America? And then does that mean, where does him and Okada go?
I think him and Okada are already set up for...
Well, they are set up for Dominion, but it's like, if he's going to get the U.S. championship, it's like, shit, he's not going to beat Okada. But
I don't know. I could see him putting it on a Ring of Honor guy, not?
It's possible. Very possible.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see. We talk about some of the... Well, let's get through these shows, and then we'll talk about more of that. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? The Super Juniors, man.
We could talk about the Super Juniors.
Do it right now?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like... We got nothing with Raw and SmackDown. So.
Oh, it's garbage. It is garbage.
The final fucking... The final one for Liger, man.
Yep. Is it his final Super Juniors tournament or his final tournament in general?
I think it's final Super Juniors.
Yeah, it's like, you'd think, when is he going to quit doing, like, you know, because he does the G1 as well, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not sure on that, but, dude, it just kind of sucks. It's like, you know, the end is probably coming up for this guy.
Yeah, he's soon done. He's soon lacing up the boots.
And I've heard rumblings that they were going to fucking keep it going. You know, do the bullshit where they just move it on to another guy.
I can see that happening. I really can.
Fuck that.
They do it with everything, though. You know what I mean? Everything. Fuck.
Dude, I would be really unhappy with that. I mean, I don't know. I know they did it with, like, Tiger Mask, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just don't like that kind of shit. No one's going to live up to that guy. Come on, no.
Oh, nobody will live up. No, they won't, but that's not going to stop them.
Yeah, Block A is Liger, Ricochet, Ospreay. Holy fuck, why did I do this? I don't know.
That's okay, shitty. Here we go. Block A will be Liger, Ricochet, Dragon Lee, Will Ospreay, Hiromu Takahashi, Taka Majinoku, I think it's Taichi, and Marty Scurll. So that guarantees you will get a Ricochet Takahashi match, a Dragon Lee Takahashi match, Will Ospreay Takahashi match. Those matches are going to be insane. Absolutely insane, sir. A Ricochet Ospreay match again. You'll get that again. So
you go against everybody?
Yeah, you'll face everybody in your block.
Yeah, that's fucking madness, dude. Isn't over how it? Many days? Like over what? A week and a half? 2 weeks?
Something like that. It begins on the 17th of May, ends on the 3rd of June.
Yeah. Yeah. And the finals on June 3rd will be on New Japan World, and they'll have English commentary. So
yeah, because I believe what they do is they use a point-based system where it's like each win is, you know, 2 points here, and then at the end of it, you'll get like your final four with the points.
Mm. So what'll be on the finals? Maybe like last two rounds, I suppose.
Maybe I don't know. I could be completely butchered. They might be completely different, but that's usually how the A block and B block works.
It's awesome. I'm looking forward to it because there's not a lot on the horizon that is super exciting. I'm stoked about that. And What Culture Pro Wrestling, the Canada qualifier. I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah. And that's, I suppose we could be a block B for the Super Juniors. I guess we can say those guys as well. But you got Tiger Mask, which I believe that's the Kushida, or not Kushida, fucking what's his name?
I'm baked. It's Tiger Mask 4.
Okay, so it's not Tiger Mask W.
No.
Okay, so you got Funky Weapon Taguchi, Kushida, Kanemura, El Desperado, Bushi fucking sucks, and Volador Jr. from CMLO and ACH.
Huh. It's interesting that they don't have more Mexican guys in there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. Is that a thing? Are they still friendly with those folk? I wonder. They got to be with CMLL a little bit, with Voldor Jr. to have him there.
Well, yeah, Dragon Lee is also from CMLL.
Yes, you're right. He is.
So, that's good shit. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an awesome show, man. It's a June 3rd at the Yoyogi National Gymnasium.
Yes, sir.
In a gymnasium. That's awesome.
Oh, man. They make it all look good, though. They do.
New Japan World's May schedule includes live shows on 17th, 18th, 22nd, and 29th.
Yeah, I don't think there's other shows
that aren't live, too.
Yeah, like the ones that aren't live, they don't have commentary.
Yeah. Well, there you go. They'll be uploaded to the service the next day, so expect all kinds of shit. While we're talking about New Japan World, man, why can't they get some American people working for them?
I don't know. You'd think that's got to be coming with this expansion to the States, though. You really
because,
think?
Because like, you're trying to do shit in the U.S. and you're trying to do all this shit. Why don't you have some actual fucking Americans working, or not even Americans, like English? I mean, just anyone who speaks English, because the website is fucking tough to use. You have to translate it, and it translates some shit, but it's fucked. It's hard to figure anything out, man.
Yeah, it's very, you got to know what you're doing, because like it's like the live shows are called movies and stuff like that. It's like, oh no, what am I looking for?
Right. And I figured out a way to watch them on to watch New Japan World on my Xbox One. So there that's the shit.
I've failed to figure it out because I can't get the Xbox app to work on my phone.
Oh,
at all.
Oh. Yeah, you would need that.
Yeah, so it won't connect to my Xbox, which is weird. But I got a Chromecast, so I just sling it that way.
Fuck yeah. Good shit. If Takahashi doesn't win the tournament, the winner will likely get a shot at his title at Dominion.
So do you think Liger wins it, being his last tournament?
I would fucking put Liger over, and this is his last one.
I think I would, too. I really do.
Yeah. I'm a huge mark for that guy, though. So,
if I wasn't to put Liger over, though, fuck, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's
Osprey, maybe.
No, I'd put fucking. I would do somebody else than him, but I could see them doing that.
Because I know Ricochet already. He fought him like a week ago.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
There you go. We'll talk about these shows a little bit. Anyway,
we've been trying to get away from that, but
I just soon blow my brains out.
We're London, England, the O2 Arena.
I feel like I've turned into Rando when it comes to these TV shows.
Just not happy about it.
Yeah. Everything leading up to the show is just like, everything's great until we got to talk about this.
I didn't like any of this. I mean, I'm looking through. I thought that opening is just, like, so WWE at this point. I can't stand the, like, one guy comes out, then another guy, then another guy, then another guy, then another guy. There was literally that many people.
I do like, though, how Kalisto came out to absolute crickets in that weird-ass getup, and now we're starting to see that he is going to have a catchphrase, and it's going to be, "You can't treat me like garbage."
Oh, God.
He's going to get the t-shirts and everything. I bet you it's going to, you'll have a trash can with his name written on it. It'll be great.
I'd rather have a shirt that was like him as Oscar the Grouch, you know, like my garbage can. That'd be way cooler.
It'd be great. Well, I bet you he will have a catchphrase that has to do with garbage.
So, yeah, you get Ceni Ambrose. And The Miz, they have to power struggle all night for who's in charge.
And I immediately wanted to kill myself.
Well, I didn't want to watch it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Miz defeats Balor by DQ. You know, after just nonsense. Ambrose comes out and restarts the match, I guess, at some point.
Yes.
And then Balor wins in a minute. So Miz didn't beat him, I guess. I thought it was really goofy. It's whatever. Bliss, she needs to have a shirt that says 5 feet of fuck meat, man.
Oh, dude, I would rip her open from belly button to arsehole.
Jesus Christ. Of 5 feet of fuck meat, though. That's,
yes.
With Nia Jax, that defeats Mickey James. And awful. Just all this was bad.
It was not. Fancy
Miz, he sets up a match. Ambrose, and then this is what Miz says, verse Wyatt. And I fucking, that's just like one of my pet peeves in life.
Yeah, it's not it's versus. Wrestling.
Yeah, it's when people say verse, that makes me fucking, I don't know why it makes me angry.
You're not singing a fucking song.
Yeah. What else? I mean, there's just nothing fucking good here, man.
Yeah, it was, I did like, though, let's jump to the tag team gauntlet. I liked how yeah, it's a gauntlet. Let's get it. Don't get ahead of ourselves here. Yeah. But I really like how Enzo gets thrown out of the ring and he does his best Paris Hilton impression, just laying there saying, ow, 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 ow. It's great. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to this, right?
No, that's like my highlight of Raw was that.
Cesaro and Sheamus defeat, they're one of the first team, they defeat everybody.
Yeah, like I like how they ran the gauntlet, they beat them all.
What does that do for all these other teams, though?
It makes them look like shit.
That this team started first and beat every other team on this show.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
Well, aside from the Hardy Boys.
Well, right, but I'm saying, I don't even have the fucking energy to care. It's not even worth it to say anything.
That match, though, ran 27 minutes and 45 seconds.
So, fuck yeah, they had time to burn.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Joe versus Rollins. I fucking hated this.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't fun. Especially, nothing really felt like it was going anywhere. That match was 15 minutes. The main event was 15 minutes.
Right. Hey! Did you know that Perkins is TJP? He's TJP now. Did you know he's TJP?
Yes, he's strictly TJP, apparently.
He's TJP all day.
He's become three letters. PCP.
Yeah. Holy fuck, let's try to get this over. Jeez. Every person, TJP, TJP, TJP.
Ugh. They would re-letter the alphabet if they could.
Yeah. And they haven't beat Gallagher in England. Because, you know.
That's what we do.
That is what you do. Fox and Sasha. Yeah.
That was garbage.
Main event was nothing. Ambrose and Wyatt, dude.
Well, I mean, when was the last time you seen a Wyatt match that was good?
Yeah.
That was Raw?
That was, yeah, nothing to that.
No, that was 5 minutes. 5 minutes of fuck off.
Yeah. And SmackDown, I thought, was pretty bad, too. The weird thing is, you know, I look online and there's this poll that's, you know, that everyone votes on. It's mostly smarky people, but fucking Raw gets destroyed, but SmackDown always seems to get pretty good reviews. And I think it's bullshit, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of them are doing a good job.
Give that show a pass just because it's 2 hours.
That's the only redeeming quality. That's the only thing that makes it easier to watch. But it's not that it's a good show.
I think it's better a little bit, but not as much as like. So like this week, I saw 75% were thumbs down on Raw, but like 65% were thumbs up on SmackDown.
Yeah, there was nothing redeeming about SmackDown at all. Well, I mean, actually, that's a lie. I did like the Fashion Files.
Yeah.
That was really good. I like seeing British Bulldog and then the Cheerio reference. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No,
my bad.
No, we can just go through some of the shit. I mean, opens with Orton. You're interrupted by transgender Mahal.
What a boring open that was.
I just refuse to accept that this is even real life fucking happening. Yeah, yeah, I just don't even care.
No.
I do like the stable, though, aspect to have him having those, the Singh brothers.
Yeah.
And you know something? They framed that up when he came out, dude. Like, he comes and takes, like, 2 steps forward. So he just looks giant compared to these two guys.
Yeah.
And they're flanked with him, and it looked fucking good.
I do like what they're doing there. I really do. And Jinder himself, I mean, I don't even buy him as an actual Indian. You know, he's like.
Well, he's Canadian.
Well, yeah, no, I know that, but like, he almost seems faking it. Like he doesn't actually know what the culture is. But I don't know.
And this show starts the same way that Raw did, where then comes Owens, then comes Styles, you know, then comes fucking
baby
Corbin,
in a carriage.
And then, you know, then Zayn attacks Corbin. It's like 6-man tag main event, right?
Yeah. Yep, there you go. When in doubt.
Becky and Natty had a fucking awful short match. Dude, there was a clothesline in there that Becky gave Natty that, I mean, it made me fucking question everything I know about professional wrestling. It was like, and then they redid it again, and it was even fucking worse than the first one.
Isn't that the worst when they replay something that was god-awful to begin with, and then they make it slower, and it's just, oh, shit.
And, like, what's happened? I thought these two were fucking... If you went back, like, a year or something, I'd be like, yeah, both these girls can work. I didn't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what can you do in 3 minutes? You know, I know you can do a better clothesline,
you
but...
You can do 2 fucking terrible clotheslines, apparently. If you only got 3 minutes, how about maybe only do 1 terrible clothesline?
Yeah, I mean... I don't know how... I'm not a wrestler, obviously. But I don't know how hard it would be to get yourself psyched up to go out there to do 3 minutes.
Well,
I would probably like who's a notorious super crazy myself and just go out there and be lazy as shit. I'm out for 3 minutes. Fuck it.
Yeah. Natty wins by DQ in this too. So the Fashion Police. I enjoyed that. You're right.
That was
they
great,
follow
yeah.
They follow a paint trail to find the Ascension fucking each other in a bathroom. Really weird.
Just having growl animal sex. fucking cuck.
That's how they get hyped up for a match.
Yeah. Slap each other's ass.
Did them finding them set up the match or what?
I think so.
Because they come back and they have a match. So I was just like, and they said right now. So I was like, was this the means to, like, so this match was because they found them fucking in the bathroom?
I think so.
Now we're gonna fight you.
Now that we're lubed up and Satan's on our side.
Next, Harper and Rowan are out to kill time.
Yeah, and so Harper comes out, no entrance whatsoever. Rowan then gets the magical entrance, comes 4 minutes later, Harper's down, done. Rowan finally wins a match.
He wins because he's got a mask now, dude. He's like, oh, we got this cool mask.
He's got a mask with some fake hair on it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But this is where the crowd started chanting, fire JBL.
He wins with a thumb to the eye, dude. Like,
great stuff. Great stuff. Umaga. And that was a thumb to the throat. Oh, well. But,
it's just like, God damn it, dude. There's no way you're going to get me to give a fuck about it. Rowan and Harper, dude. Yeah. And then he wins by thumb to the eye. Yeah, what the fuck is going on here, man?
Hey, at least the crowd started chanting fire JBL, and then Tom tries to cover it up by mentioning how fired up the crowd is.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Good work, Tom. I mean, this Dolph Ziggler Nakamura thing, which that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing has been awful. Calling him the artist is bad. Ziggler, just all of this is bad.
Michael Jackson stuff last week was horrible.
Oh, dude, that Michael Jackson shit was like some Another of the worst world. Promo shit I've seen on wrestling in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. It is probably one of the more awkward, cringeworthy ones.
Very fucking bad. My favorite thing about this show was the Retro New Day video that they had, like the retro video game.
Oh, the 8-bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but it's pretty goddamn bad at that.
That's true.
Your highlight of a wrestling show.
Yeah.
The Attitude Era would kill us.
Right.
We went from Mae Young giving birth to a hand. I would take Mae Young giving birth to a hand over any of this.
Choppy, choppy, pee pee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kai and Tai.
Brazongo defeat the Ascension.
You didn't want to. You glossed over the fact that Sami Zayn was acting like a Jew backstage.
Oh, was he?
He did that whole thing where nobody wants to listen to him because he doesn't stop talking.
But who am I going to wrestle?
Yeah. It's like, oh, God. Damn.
That's totally crazy. Sami Zayn.
Somebody's got to hate him, though, really. You got to think that.
Fucking. Yeah, they hate him. Oh, shit. You white motherfucker, yo. But yeah, the Usos do this. What the fuck was that? The 12 days?
It can be, I'd say, one of the worst promos of the week.
I thought it was pretty bad. Right? Yeah. Like 12 days is how fucking long this promo is going.
Yeah. You can even tell the more Jimmy Uso said 12 days or whatever, the more and more he even thought it was funny that he was saying 12 days so much because he started to laugh as he would say 12 days.
Yeah, it's very questionable, the whole thing. Mojo Rawley debuts his new fucking pedophile gimmick.
As you can tell in the beginning.
Yes, I think we've done a fine job with that opening.
I think so, too. It's it's marvelous. If we don't get in trouble for this one, we'll never will.
And send us a cease and desist letter for implying that Mojo Rawley is a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah.
So. He's a sex offender with a record.
Nah.
So, was this another fucking little shot? We didn't talk about this last week because I didn't really think about it until after the fact.
You talking about the Aiden English, Moro Ronaldo?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do.
I didn't think about it at the time, and then when we recorded, I didn't think about it either, but I heard some people talking about it. I think I heard Meltzer, and I heard some other people talking about it. And I thought, you know what? They fucking are taking a shot at him, aren't they?
Yeah. He was seeping cold for, you know, officially 2 weeks.
Right.
And they're already doing mental health jokes.
Well, and then this one too, right? And was this, I took this segment as that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But now, mind you, a certain part, I would like it if at the end of this, Aiden English became like this unhinged fucking crazy person.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Question for you. Where the fuck is Ty Dillinger, dude? Why is he not on this show?
I don't know. He was in NXT. Like, he had his last NXT match. Like,
well, he already debuted on fucking SmackDown. So
maybe there was a visa problem. He couldn't go over to UK. That's quite possible. Because like, I know that I think Kenny Omega still doesn't have a visa to work in the US.
Really?
Yeah, so like he can't. Until they get that worked out, he's on the New Japan shows in Long Beach, but I think something like that, or he doesn't. Somebody there doesn't have a U.S. visa, but there's a lot of that going on. So,
I just like if this is another shot at that. That's just fucking pathetic, man. Really.
Yeah.
But what is this dude like? He's telling these kids a story. It's fucking awful. Ugh. Anyway, Rusev
didn't one of
the
kids kick him at one point in time.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's like he's not even good with kids.
It's like kindergarten fucking cop shit, dude.
He touched my baby. Kick him. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why they get like after he showed them his dick, they fucking kicked him and shit.
You can't do that.
Rusev will be back next week.
Yeah. Yep. And, Sans Lana, I'm assuming.
Still coming soon, fucking videos for her. How long has it been? A month already?
It's been a while, yeah.
And then you just had your main event, dude. Transgender, Owens, and Corbin versus Styles, Zayn, and Orton, which don't give a fuck.
No.
Ginger pins Orton clean.
Yeah, so.
They're all in on this, I guess.
Yeah. They might actually put the title on Ginger.
I don't even care.
No, I really don't either, but they actually might.
If you looked at that entire roster, I'd say Orton's the worst person to put it on. He's just awful.
Yeah. Did you see like Orton's thing he put up on Twitter today about every indie wrestling match these days?
No. No? That they're way better than every match he has.
There was something I can't remember now where I found it. But yeah, Orton blows.
the end fucking takeaway point is that Orton fucking blows. Yeah, I don't know. Less people are cheering him now.
Yes.
But I just don't get those people who are like, fuck, Randy Orton's awesome. Like, really? What?
No. I've never once in my life.
What?
What way?
Yeah, but awful. So, that's SmackDown. And then it went to the pay-per-view next week, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
this week it will be your fucking go-home show. So, yeah. You know how those have been going. Go-home shows have been the worst shows lately.
The worst shows you can imagine. But, I mean. Yeah.
Go to NXT. This was, how full of filler was this, man?
Holy
shit.
There was a lot.
And Aleister Black defeats Cesar Bonami, who's a 6'6 Brazilian. Green as shit.
Yeah. But Aleister Black looked like a fucking champ.
Well, he's fucking. You can't fuck this up. I mean,
no. Well, he's already having matches on main event.
Yeah, I heard that.
So it's like somebody sees something in him.
Is that common to go to main event before you go to like SmackDown or Raw?
I don't think so.
I don't even know where that show's available at, dude.
The network.
When did they film that?
Raw.
Are you serious? Before Raw?
Yeah.
So before, like, the 3.5-hour fucking fiasco of Raw?
Yeah.
You can go and watch main event?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Well, like, all it is just the couple matches, though, right?
It's two matches, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically your dark matches, essentially.
Still.
Yeah. What was that?
Is it noticeably empty?
I don't watch it. Come on. Oh. You're fucking kidding me?
Don't watch 205 Live. You sure as fuck aren't going to watch main event?
No. Like, there was like the first 3 weeks that main event was a thing. It was actually pretty good because you had actual main events on there. But not now.
But yeah, I mean, this guy's big, 6'6", Brazilian, good-looking kid, but he looked like shit. He looked like a fucking giant robot made out of shit.
That's most of what these guys look like. But the line of the week came from Percy Watson, though, when Aleister Black came to the ring. So you've got this satanic, just badass guy, just looks like he'll rip your head off, and his response is, Aleister Black has a beautiful mind. It's like, what? Nice. Where the fuck is this coming from?
It's one of the best entrances in the fucking company, though.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
Imagine, like, WrestleMania entrances for this guy.
oh, you could do so much. So much. And the music is just... I love it.
That's actually a tune you could fucking listen to.
Yeah.
We opened an episode with it a couple episodes ago.
So yeah, I think it was the week you premiered with it, I believe.
This song fucking jams.
Yeah.
And I'm fully in on this guy. Like, dude, let's get it moving. Fuck the jobber matches. Like, let's get him up in the main event.
Come on.
Let's get this belt off Rude, put it on somebody who can put on good matches, and let's get back to having fucking title matches that are kick ass, you know, instead of this bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, and I
like Bobby Roode, but dude, I mean, what the fuck at this point?
Yeah, it's not what you want out of the NXT main event picture, that's for sure.
Yeah, I want it to be two guys who are just kick ass in the ring, man. You know, that's what it should be.
Like the main event we got this week.
Yeah, I saw a fucking good one. Before this, we had, just to go kind of give, if you didn't watch this, how much bullshit there was in here. They recapped the women's title situation. Now, yeah, they mentioned Moon is out because she launched herself out of the fucking ring last week.
Well, yeah.
Did you see? It's like, dude, she... What the fuck were you doing, dude?
It was a pretty nasty fall.
She jumped so far out of the ring. Like, dumb. Yeah. His Nikki Storm interview was...
I loved it. I thought that was great.
Yeah. It reminded me kind of like... you know, everyone's had a girlfriend like that who you get her too drunk and she's just scary.
Yeah.
And like,
yes, I'm picturing her right now.
Yeah, exactly. She's unpredictable. And you know that, like, yeah, you give her too much booze and it's going to be bad news.
Yeah. Yeah. I left a girl at a party once. She was really drunk. I was just like, I've had enough. So,
because there's a sweet spot of drunk.
Yeah.
And if you push it just a little too far, then that happens. So.
Then you just become a mess.
I liked it. It was different. She's like just being a dick, you know, slapping around the fucking microphones, just being being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. And she plays a weirdo really well. Like, especially you look at her nose.
What's with her nose?
Her nose is fucked.
I know. I never noticed it until like she got right up to the camera.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, your shit's all jacked there, lady.
Her nose looks like it's been smashed many times. It has
too many years in ICW, so that is. Working with those women.
They have a backstage promo. Dude, this woman who's like 3 feet tall. She's got to be like a midget, dude. Because next to her, Galloway's like fucking 14 feet tall next to her.
Oh, I know. It's great. And then we get, of course, the newly crowned father in his denim fucking... plaid best.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Piper, a girl's name or a boy's name? You think? Could go either way.
My dog is a girl.
Mm.
So there I don't know.
I would say if it was a boy, you could tag up. You know, ass fuck twins 2.0, dude.
Yes.
DIY. In the ring, you get Ross and Sabatelli, dude. Fuck both
Jesus
of these guys.
Christ. When I heard the music, I was like, who is this? I can't remember. And then I seen all the muscles and then all the hair. And I was like, oh no.
Dude.
These guys are still a thing.
Those are the assholes who fucking hurt a Tommy last time.
Yeah.
For no reason. Yeah. But at the beginning, I was hoping it wasn't going to be a match. They each take 2 punches and a clothesline over the top and manage to look like complete shit in there.
Yeah, Lee, it's noticeable that they went over the ropes well before DIY got there.
It was awful.
It was.
And they keep going on about Sabatelli. So this sets up a match, and Sabatelli, he's a legit millionaire. He's a second-round NFL draft pick. He's a second-round NFL draft fucking bust. He's here.
But now, what would the lowest make in football, in the NFL?
Oh, dude, good money anyway.
Okay, fair enough. So he could be a millionaire.
Oh, he is a millionaire, yeah. I mean, he made money. He got paid a bunch of money, but he was a bust. That's why he's still not playing football.
Well, yeah, that's usually the case.
But the other guy, Sabatelli.
No, Riddick Moss.
Yeah, Moss is also an ex-football player.
But I just thought he was a hair model.
his hair sucks, dude.
Dude.
I mean, maybe he'd be a good heel because, like, I look at that guy and I fucking hate him.
I'd fuck a chick if she had that hair.
But... kind of looks like a fucking Yanni album cover or something. The guy just looks fucking. Great. I don't know. They got their matching trunks and shit. It's like, dude, are you fucking joking me? That Sabatelli guy will never be money.
No. No, they should. They should give up on him. Even back when Breaking Ground was on, they were telling him how much he sucked.
Yeah, they also fire Prince Maivia as well. Or Rocky Ayakea, whatever you want to call him.
You mean the man titties guy?
Yeah,
I can't remember his name either.
Exactly. I've successfully fucking done it. If you don't remember his name, you only remember Rocky Ayakea. Yeah.
That's all I can think of is Rocky. Die, Rocky, die is all I can think of.
Yeah, the big, tall Hawaiian guy. He sucks. So, at the end of the match, AOP come out with Ellering. Ellering doesn't have that anymore, dude.
No, he doesn't.
It's not good. When he first came back, I was like, Paul Ellering, this is going to be fucking awesome. He's managing this team of big, dumb fucks who can't talk. This will be great. But it hasn't been very good.
No, it's been abysmal.
Like, this promo here I thought was really bad. He doesn't have it anymore. He could teach people, probably. I don't know, is he teaching down there, or...
I don't know. I just look at it as he's just doing them a favor. Like, not a favor, but he's obviously getting paid. But he came back just to try to pave the way for his daughter.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
She's actually pretty decent.
She's pretty good.
We'll see what happens with her. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of her, but I like her already just being his daughter. You know?
Like, she looks like a strong girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they set up that DIY and AOP will be a ladder match at TakeOver.
How are they going to climb ladders?
Slowly.
Slowly?
Yeah, next week.
One step at a time.
They set up Olmos and Ono for next week. I don't know if anyone cares about that. Not really into Ono, dude.
He doesn't have a character.
I just don't like his fucking gear. It's so bad. And it's so dumb for me to like not like a wrestler based on his gear. But, God, it's just not good, dude.
It does look Bush League.
Yeah, it looks Bush League as fuck. Get this guy some pants.
Yeah. I agree.
And he could have the jersey untucked, and it'd be fine. You know?
Yeah, just do a fucking Eddie Kingston. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Pair of pants and a shirt. You can even tuck the shirt in then. If you're wearing a pair of pants, fuck it. I'll accept it.
Yeah. Main event for the number one contender. It's Strong and Tommy, which was a fucking awesome match. I liked it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I haven't seen the ROH show yet, but that's my favorite match of the week, I'd say.
It didn't have a lot of competition.
No, it didn't. It really didn't.
New Japan is off. Lucha Underground is off.
WCPW. Yeah. I've only watched one show, Jim, and I got this, man. God damn. you stoned, bro.
Did you watch that Mexican show?
I did. I thought that was great.
I don't know. I probably have problems. I know it's What Culture Pro Wrestling, but I have problems going WCPW. I don't know.
It's very clumsy on the tongue.
Yeah. Even though that four-letter shit. Four-letter horse shit. We may as well talk about this show.
What show?
Well, the upcoming TakeOver, because by the time we post next week...
Oh, it'll be just like mere hours away?
Yeah.
I don't even have the card.
I do.
Okay,
sweet. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, singles match for the United Kingdom Championship.
It's going to be a good match.
I mean, the first one was?
Yeah, so. Exactly.
There's only four matches announced as of now. I imagine there's going to be a fifth, probably with... you think they'll use Black for this?
I think Black? So.
They probably will, right?
I think so. They almost got to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's so prominent right now in building him. Why not put him on your big show?
Yeah, they're the Authors of Pain, as mentioned, with DIY in a ladder match. That should be pretty entertaining. Hopefully, if they take him off, these guys finally. maybe that's what they're using the gimmick for.
It's, you know, you're right, you know, very true. Because of their speed and everything, they could probably, you know, it'd be a good story to tell to get the titles off them here. And then it's you know, using it as a crutch to keep them strong.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess, and Raw could use a tag team. They could see DIY up there, maybe. I don't know. How long was the Revival's on the shelf for a while, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like another, 5 months or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, there you go. So we have Asuka, Ruby Riott, Nikki Cross. They just went for a triple threat with it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck
I feel
it.
Like they're going to put the belt on.
They you might have, but I've got a theory. They've got one of the new those Japanese Stardom girls going over there really soon, or if she's not already over there, I can't remember her name. I think that she's Kari Hodo or something like that.
Oh, right.
I don't know, something. I can't remember. I think that where you got Asuka going around saying that nobody can beat her, she's going to come over, be the Japanese, you know, like, oh, I'm the new Asuka, blah, 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 and probably kick her ass, and Asuka will go to the main event.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I fucking do like this. I did like this match, too, because I felt like all four of these girls can actually go.
Yeah.
They're the only ones down there who can. So well, this should be good. I don't know if they'll, if they're going to take it off right here. I don't see them putting on a Cross or a Riot at this point.
No, I'd say just keep it on Asuka until the right time, really. Because neither one of those, I believe, are the right opponent to beat Asuka.
If Moon didn't get hurt, you think they'd have put it on her here?
I don't. I really don't. No? I think that as of right now, with Asuka having the title for so long and the streak of never being beat, in order to take the title off of her, you almost have to give somebody a rub with it and not winning it in a four-way match where you can pin anybody for it.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, I don't know, I guess. I really root for fucking Ruby Riott. I liked her on the indies. On the indies, I thought she was really good. And I don't like her character, really, but as a person, she's good.
I like her as well. Yeah. I like her as well, but I really think that that new Japanese lady is going to be the person that beats Asuka. I really do.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. You know, like, I don't see them liking putting Asian against Asian.
You know, you don't see them doing that?
I don't think WWE likes to do that. I don't think they're going to want to do that.
I don't think they've ever had two Asian women working together at the same time, have they?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing that sucked is, like, a Tommy got hurt, and I was like, do you think they'd ever do a Tommy Nakamura? I'm like, I don't think they will. I don't see him doing it.
I think they would. Well, a Tommy Nakamura is not a good example because a Tommy's on his last leg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if he doesn't do it now, he might as well just go back to Japan and help Noah out and try to do something there. But
if he gets hurt again soon or isn't fucking doing it right, I mean, they'll send his ass. They'll be done with him.
Yeah.
He'll just be a bust, and fucking 10 years from now on this podcast, if we're still doing this podcast in 10 years, I'll probably keep doing it because I have nothing else to do.
Better be getting fucking paid by then.
Well, let's hope we're getting paid by then. But we'll just be talking about, yeah, that guy's a fucking bust, man. Remember that? Remember when Kenta was just a bust in WWE?
Remember that fucking schlub Kenta came to the WWE?
Well, as Kenta, he was the shit, but
I still believe he's the shit. It's just you got to get him the right opportunity. Because I don't think mentally he's got it right now.
I think he had a good match there, like a really good match there.
I recall there being a Finn Balor match that was really good.
Oh, okay.
When he first came in.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. And your main event, yeah, Tommy and Rude. I don't see them putting it on a Tommy.
No.
I mean, I just don't see that happening.
No, I see it being Rude until SummerSlam, probably.
Who do you think is going to be the next champion down there?
If I had it my way, it would be Aleister Black, honestly.
I agree, right? Yeah, I agree fully with that.
But with that being said, though, Drew Galloway, probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. I could see them definitely putting it on him.
Yeah, because, you know, you can get a lot of good matches that way. You know, Drew Galloway and Ono. That could be a great match. Despite the clash of attires, the match would be great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if, how into Galloway I am. I mean, I guess I like him, but, you know, he's not a guy who's going to go out there and, like, give you some blowaway match either, I don't think.
I've seen some Galloway matches that were really good.
Yeah.
But now, mind you, he's on the indies wrestling with all these other guys as well. But I've always thought Galloway was a, at least when I'd watch TNA, it was a bright side to see Galloway come up on your screen.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. So that's the takeover show from there. You mentioned Impact.
I wondered if you'd go there.
Oh, dude, I missed this. Fuck. Skip back quickly to SmackDown.
Sure.
Fuck off and using the word abscond. That's all.
What?
They keep saying Jinder absconded the belt. He didn't steal the belt.
Oh, Jesus. You know,
he absconded the belt.
I don't even know what that means.
It means fail to surrender oneself for custody at the appointed time or kept in detention of under supervision.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That just makes no sense whatsoever.
That's what it is, because they don't want to say stole, or, you know, they don't want to say he stole it.
Don't want to get that heat, you know.
He absconded it. Yeah. And they say, you'll notice it every week, dude. Cole says absconded. He said it for, like, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, fuck that noise.
It's just stupid. Cole.
But, okay, so Impact.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'm gonna read you my opening for Impact testing. Okay, that's what my segment is called over on Steel Chair Magazine. So, this week we feature a GFW Tag Team Tournament and a GFW Heavyweight Championship match. And what can only...
Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, it's fine.
They're doing GFW matches?
Yes. Yes, just you wait.
With GFW belts?
Yes.
No! Yes. What?
I address it. Okay, so I'm going to start over. No worries. This week we feature a GFW Tag Team Tournament and GFW Heavyweight Championship match in what can only be called GFW Impact or Impact Amped or even GFW TNA, short for GFW Tits and Ass. I can go on and on. So, you start off with a good match. Andrew Everett against Desmond Xavier against Caleb Conley and Matt Sydal. So that match was pretty good. It basically was the winner gets added to an Ultimate X match next week.
Okay.
So Everett won, but that Xavier guy is a little black guy. He's really fucking good.
Hmm.
They're revamping the X division now.
A little black guy named Xavier, you say?
Yeah, Desmond Xavier. Yes, but yes.
That sounds like booty to me.
It sounds like all it right. could. It very well could be.
Go ahead.
So then Kevin Matthews, which is a big gorilla, orders a pizza.
I have no idea who that is.
You have no idea? His name is KM on Impact. His name is Kevin Matthews. He orders a pizza at a hotel. He takes it, doesn't pay for it, and gets mad at the guy. That's one segment. Mm. He's got a thing going on where he... tells people, oh, you think I'm a liar? You calling me a liar? And that's just it. That's all he does.
Mm.
EC3 came out in a Cowboys costume to address James Storm.
Mm.
They brawl, so on and so forth. GFW Tag Team Tournament.
Mm.
Laredo Kid and Garza Jr. against Idris Abraham and Hakeem Zayn.
This is to determine a GFW Tag Team Champion?
Yes. How fucked is that?
And they have Impact Tag Team Champion.
Well, it still says TNA, but yes.
Why haven't they changed it from TNA on the belts, dude?
They never have. The world title still says the TNA Heavyweight Championship. Like, I've talked about this on my column. It's just like, what do I call this? I almost refuse to call it the Impact Heavyweight Championship because it says TNA on the title.
What the fuck is going on down there? So what are you going to do, dude? You're going to have fucking two tag team champions
with a roster that's like 30 people deep.
On a show that has it's 2 hours long once a week and has a pay-per-view like once every year.
Once a fortnight or whatever the fuck.
Holy fuck, man. Why would you be bringing GFW? I thought it was like maybe whoever the last GFW champs were, they would bring them in and like have them get beat by the Impact guys and put the belts together or something.
Well, a part of me feels like this has to be the route they're going. Because I feel like with the way that this is sliding now with all the GFW stuff, they've almost got to be getting ready to rename Impact to GFW. And like having it would be stupid, but like it's like, I don't know. Why else would you do it? Other than to see if GFW could be a viable option.
But why? What is nothing? Global Force Wrestling is nothing.
That's true. But now they do say that Impact should be rebranded and they should get away from everything TNA, which I can't disagree with.
How about by changing your fucking belts, dude?
That would help. Yeah.
God damn it. They changed the name of the show.
At the end of every fucking episode, too, is still a blue TNA logo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's stupid. But anyways, Laredo Kid and Garza Jr. win, so that's a plus.
Oh, that is a plus.
Oh, guess what? Guess who's in the GFW Tag Team Tournament as well?
The Rock and Roll Express. That'd be awesome.
The TNA Tag Team Champions.
Oh, dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, they need tag teams. They don't have them. Exactly. Like, how many tag teams
that's the stupid part about this.
I watched Impact recently, and I couldn't tell you who the tag champs are.
LAX. It's Santana and Ortiz.
Okay.
The next thing we got was Ava Story against Laurel Van Ness. That was 2 minutes of nothing, so that can go on. Rockstar Spud is selling an attack by Hornswoggle in videos of him in a hospital bed, not being able to move, having his neck in a brace. They're actually brilliant videos. They're funny as shit. I love them.
Hornswoggle's in getting paid
money? Yeah, his name is Swoggle.
Yeah.
LAX, they rolled up with white face paint for a funeral for the Decay because they killed Decay. Then the Veterans of War come out to rid Impact of Mexico. So that happened. Marche Rocket against Moose for the Impact Grand Championship. That title can go fuck itself. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a shitty MMA fucking title.
Yes, that's the shitty MMA title with Moose fucking as the awful. Fucking champion. Dirty Dutch announced that next week it's going to be Ultimate X match with Low-Key, Andrew Everett, and Trevor Lee. So that actually should be really good.
Be good.
Angelina Love against Alicia Edwards, which is Davey Richards' cum dumpster against Eddie Edwards' cum dumpster.
No, lovely.
That ended in a DQ. And then our main event, Jim. The GFW Heavyweight Championship. Alberto El Patron against Magnus.
Oh, God.
The match was boring for the first 15 minutes.
The winner gets the belt or what?
The winner. Well, Magnus is the GFW champion.
When did this happen? Previously?
He's always been the GFW champion.
Oh, okay.
He won it at like the only show.
He won it at a ballpark that was fucking
an eighth filled.
Half. I was say half empty was being way too
That's
friendly.
Way too generous. Mm-hmm. what's really funny to see is that Alberto El Patron is still wearing his Alberto Del Rio trunks.
Are you serious?
Yes, they say ADR on the back.
Oh my god. So
that was funny. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And the match picks up at the end, but that's about it. You know, Alberto Del Rio beats Magnus for the title. And this means that Alberto Del Rio will be facing the TNA Heavyweight Champion at Slammiversary, which you got to think has to be some kind of unification match.
Who is in the Impact Champion is?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, God, that's right.
So.
Woof.
Yeah, that match.
Lashley and fucking Del Rio. Oh, man.
They've already had it, too, and it was not very good. So. That was Alberto Del Rio's first match in Impact where he won the title but had to give it back the next week.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did he abscond it?
Yes. No. He gladly gave it back.
bastards. And then Backlash is next week, but I mean, there's only 5 matches announced for this, so they're going to announce some on the Go Home show?
I assume so, because you can't fill two and a half hour WWE show with 5 matches.
As of now, you've got a 6 broad tag team match with Flair, Lynch, and Naomi versus what they're calling the Welcoming Committee officially now. Natalya, Tamina, and Carmella.
That's something else, Jim, that we have to bring up. What the fuck is up with Charlotte already turning heel again?
I don't know. What is she doing?
She's been babyface. Since she's been on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And now, she was being heel all week on the show.
Huh. Well, she'll probably be face next week, too.
I just don't get it.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Everybody was widely agreeing she was, like, the best heel, women's heel in the company. Which, I mean, to me, I guess it does. I can't stand her talking. Like, her voice and her delivery, just, I can't do it. I fast forward, but.
That's why she has to be a heel.
Whatever, bitch. Yeah, but they turned her face, and I have no idea, dude. Like I said, WWE right now is, it's lost. It's fucking lost, and they have so many good talents, and they just, I don't know how you have that many good people, and it's just shit. It's just shit.
Yeah, no, I think it's gotta be too many cooks in the kitchen. That's what it is.
The 30 writers, I mean, there's too many of them. They're all from, like, fucking writers from, like, Everybody Loves Raymond and shit. It's fucking stupid.
Neither one of them's ever, you can probably count how many hours on 2 hands they've all watched wrestling in their life.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, wrestling, like, you know, there's a point, too, where, like, when they had Kurt Bauer writing for them, you know, Chris Joseph was working for them, a lot of different people who grew up loving wrestling, you know? And it went from that to just these weird writers who don't know anything about wrestling, who write shit like that Dolph Ziggler, Michael Jackson thing. It's just...
Should I queue it up again?
Wrestling people. Let's do it.
I just assume blow my brains out.
Exactly. Dude, it's just bad, you know?
It is. It is.
And they don't want that. They don't want people who like wrestling to write shit, you know?
The fact that Jimmy Jacobs has been there for so long boggles my mind. He's got to be holding somebody's balls. Has to be.
Who is he?
Jimmy Jacobs? He's from ROH.
That's what I thought. Yeah, and he's writing there still.
Yeah, yeah, he's one of the writers.
I don't get it, man. No. He wrestled in Ring of Honor?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was with Ring of Honor for. Yeah. He was one of the.
Right, I remember that part of it, but like, how did he get this job being a writer just randomly?
I think he wrote for Ring of Honor as well.
What did he write? They don't have much going on down there.
They got their storylines.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. But, you know, like maybe like the book of matches kind of thing.
Right. So that's the first match on that they have so far. The women's 6-woman. Nakamura and Ziggler, which should be pretty good.
It should be.
Owens and Styles should be good. That's for the United States Championship.
Yep.
Usos and Brisongo.
The match is not going to be bad.
Could be good.
Because, like, you know, Brisongo and Fandango, they've been a good team. The Usos, they're a decent tag team.
Yeah.
So, especially with this heel side, at least their matches are a little bit changed up from being the colorful, wacky war dance and Usos.
Yeah. And then you have, of course, Orton and Jinder Mahal. So.
That's going to be absolutely dreadful.
It is. I mean, that's just shit.
Yeah.
I mean, those two guys, I don't want to watch them wrestle at all.
What would you say would be your main event? I think the Nakamura Ziggler's kind of being shilled as the main event.
Well, Nakamura's on the flyer and shit, on the poster, but that's not going to be the last match.
No, definitely not. But they are trying to make a main event feel of this being his first match.
Yeah. And then they put him with Ziggler, who they just destroyed Ziggler earlier this year, and last year into this year. anything, any chance that guy ever had of going on a run or doing anything is dead now. So.
Oh, he'll never do it. But you know what? That's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
What, 3 years ago should have been his time.
Yeah. Don't sell too well, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll Mr. Perfect yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If you sell too well, you'll perfect yourself into fucking putting everybody over.
Yeah, putting everybody over and then not being allowed to wrestle and being put on commentary. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So, there you go. That's the five matches so far. I'm sure they're going to add one or two more. I mean, but the SmackDown pay-per-views have been shorter. Remember that one was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, well, that's why I said, and I didn't say a 3 hour show. I said a 2.5 hour show. But yeah, it's yeah. I would rather a 2.5 hour show, but it's crazy that Raw is longer than a pay-per-view.
But again, no Dillinger. He hasn't been around. He isn't going to have a match.
I think he will.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like they'll probably throw up some fucking Dillinger. What's the latest? Probably what's his face? Crybaby, Moro and all those guy. Fucking
English?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Probably something like that just to get him on the show or something.
I mean, fucking Zane doesn't have a match on the show.
No, yeah, because nobody wants to talk to him, I guess.
Put that cigarette out.
That nice. They fucking don't like him.
No, they don't.
So, yeah, that's... There you go. And Saturday's NXT show and Sunday's show will be in Chicago.
Oh, we got to admit, like, that Orton and Jinder is going to die a horrible death, too, with that Chicago crowd.
It could, or the crowd's just going to cheer for fucking Jinder.
They might be really metal like that. That's true. Never thought of
that. I think they will. They'll start cheering for him, just like to be ironic.
Just to fuck with him.
And Jinder will win the belt to a sea of applause, and Vince McMahon will be backstage confused. That's why.
Why is the Indian going over?
Huh? Because Randy Orton fucking sucks, and no one likes him.
The fucking cuck.
Wait. No one fucking wants to see him at all. I don't. I want to see that guy wrestle another match. Like, I want to fucking get a hot sauce enema. Not at all.
The only person, or there's two people in this world that want to see another Randy Orton match. Vince McMahon and JBL.
Oh, there's more than that. There are JBL fans hidden out there. Yeah, they do exist. But there you go. That's that. Pretty much the week in wrestling right there.
That is the week in wrestling, but we do have a question, Jim.
Yes, we do. So, all right, let's do it.
So apparently Braun Strowman is out with injury for about 2 months, 8 weeks, which means he's going to miss Extreme Rules and goodness gracious great balls of fire. That was a very horrible thing, and I apologize. So this question is essentially, who do you want to see take on Lesnar? I want to see Joseph Samoa take on Lesnar, but I also think that it'll be pretty cool to see Finn Balor get killed and then we don't have to put up with him and his Lego anymore. Just imagine him coming out with his demon attire with the belt around his head and then him just getting thrown from pillar to post. That would be quite entertaining. Or at least I think it would. However, the most likely thing we're going to get is a triple threat between Seth, Finn, and Lesnar. Well, that's just my possibility. That's what I've been thinking anyway. So what do you guys think? Who's going to take on Lesnar at Great Balls of Fire? I still can't believe they're actually calling that a freaking pay-per-view. It's the dumbest effing thing that I've ever heard in my life. And now, Suplex City Limits presents WWE Great Balls of Fire. Rated R for retarded.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Viva La JD for that. He didn't say his name on there.
He didn't. But he says it like this, Viva La JD. Because he's Australian, right?
Yeah, you can also send your questions or impressions or just make us laugh or whatever, dude. I don't even listen to him before I forward them to him. Like, I forward them over to him to put into the fucking soundboard. So,
yeah, I didn't listen to this one either until... I just put it in. Yeah.
Well, if it's from him, you know, you're good to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can send us audio questions or whatever, man. Like I said, at suplexcitylimits@gmail.com. Send us shit. Make us laugh or something. Fuck.
So, well, Jesus Christ, Jim, let's answer the question.
Yeah. Oh, no, we will.
Okay, fair enough.
I just wanted to pitch that, you know, send us a little shit. I agree with him. Samoan Joseph. That's my pick, man.
That would that would be what I would want to see, Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, though. No.
I can see Rollins and Brock Lesnar or Balor and Brock Lesnar. Just because Balor, you know, he didn't lose his title. So he's got to get a title shot at some point in time. And as we know, Brock Lesnar's having that title up until WrestleMania.
You think so, right? He could lose it and win it back again, couldn't he? But I feel like they're going to want to have the strength of him having it for a year.
You mean the strength of the title being on the television screen for about 4 months out of the year?
Yeah. I'm not saying it was a good idea. They put the belt on Goldberg. And that was the only way out of that, so.
Yeah, yeah.
He never should have put the fucking belt on Goldberg. That was ridiculous, dude.
It didn't need it.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, you have Lesnar, and, I mean, who are you going to, yeah, you know where they're going to want to go a whole year and have Reigns beat Lesnar, and it's going to be the same shit.
Yeah.
It's going to die a fucking thousand deaths. It's not like it's going to work this time.
No, it's insane. It's insanity. It's the literal definition of insanity.
Crowd's going to cheer, never cheer fucking Reigns, ever.
Especially a WrestleMania crowd that's so ridden with passionate, diehard wrestling fans.
Yeah, it'll never, ever happen.
No.
So what the fuck are you doing? For years now, it's absurd.
For fucking eons, bruh.
Bruh. So you think they put fucking Das Wonder Twink in there and just let him get fucking smashed?
I think so, yep.
Holy
I don't
shit.
Know. I don't know. I don't think you'd let him get smashed. I think they would actually. It would be more of a David and Goliath kind of thing, where he'll find a way to kind of get the upper hand, but just as you think, you know, he goes for the coup de grace, Brock Lesnar catches him by the feet and just fucking knocks him out.
Mm.
Great.
I mean, I mean, you can't even get a good match though. You know, it's not going to be like a good David versus Goliath would be cool. You know, if Balor was wrestling Jeff Cobb or something.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, would be actually, wouldn't you? Don't you think that would actually be a great, fantastic match?
Oh, yeah, it would be. A lot of people versus Cobb is good.
Yeah.
Because he's good. He's way better than Lesnar. Why haven't they signed that guy yet?
Have they not been able to? Why hasn't anybody signed him? You know what I mean? He's not in Japan.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
I don't either.
I think you need to put a... Oh, I don't know, man. Do you think you need to put a mask on him? I think him without a mask is just kind of...
It's a little lackluster.
He doesn't have the look to be, you know... Yeah. I mean, you got to almost put a mask on him.
But then that's not bad, you know? Just whatever. Put a fucking mask on him. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. WWE doesn't like mask guys. They don't do anything with them.
And that's the stupidest thing in the world, because look at all the money you can make merchandise-wise with the mask. It's like, why don't you have 10 masked wrestlers make all the fucking money in the world?
Well, the ones they do have, I mean, who the fuck would want to buy one of their masks?
Yeah,
I own fucking 20 Lucha masks, you know? Like, I don't want a Kalisto mask. What the fuck out of
here? Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, especially his new one.
Kane Lee still?
That's fucking crazy. It's like Drago Kane Listo.
Yeah. That'd be a way cooler name for him, Drago Kane Listo.
That actually, we stumbled onto something. That would be our wrestler, Drago Kane Listo. Yeah.
It's way better. We just Money. Kicked their ass. What do you guys got coming up on the Federation?
This weekend is... Oh, God damn, I can't remember. WWE Vengeance 2003, which is riddled with Stephanie and Vince talking about how Stephanie used to fuck Vince's business mates when she was 17 years old to close deals.
serious?
That was a storyline in 2003.
That.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Sable is now fucking Vince, and Vince fights Zach Gowen. Let's see what else happens.
Wait, Zach Gowen,
the one-legged wrestler.
Oh my god, he wrestles Vince.
He wrestles Vince in his one and only pay-per-view match, I believe.
I don't recall this at all, so I'm going to tune in for that.
Then you've got Brock Lesnar, Big Show, and Kurt Angle in Kurt Angle's first pay-per-view match back since neck surgery after WrestleMania 19. That's why he was in the state he was, because he came back from neck surgery like 3 months after getting it.
Yeah, taking pills like fucking madman.
Yeah, yeah, like the APA returns. Ultimo Dragon has a match. It was a lot of good stuff.
Is that his first match?
It was his first pay-per-view match. He debuted like 2 weeks prior.
Is that where he trips coming out, or is that where his debut?
I think that was his debut, but it was SmackDown, yeah. So it was cut out, right?
It's just like when Ultimo Dragon came to WWE, it was like that him tripping out of the curtain was like sums up his whole run there.
Yeah, it really did.
It's well, like, that you guys got Dragon, and you couldn't do anything with him. Like, he's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Dude.
Yeah, it's unreal.
But like, Ultimo Dragon, fuck.
But they almost ruined him completely because Stephanie McMahon didn't want him to wear a mask. She thought he was too handsome.
Fuck that.
Can you imagine the absurdity in that statement right there? Stephanie McMahon, we just signed Ultimo Dragon. Oh, he's a handsome. You're a handsome man. Let's not put a mask on Ultimo Dragon.
Well, what dude, they didn't put masks. Well, eventually they put the mask back on Ray, but. I mean,
well,
they had
he was
all
never
those
in the WWE without a mask, though.
I know, but the WCW fucking Bischoff is a cunt for that. You know, I like Bischoff in some ways, but his like little knack for taking masks off Mexican guys is bullshit.
Yeah, it's like even Hoovy has a mask again.
Yeah, well, yeah, dude, fucking A. Hoovy, they did it with Psychosis. What the fuck? Let's take this guy Psychosis as like the best, one of the best masks ever.
Oh, so good. And then they even did it with Ray.
The Afro looked fucking awesome, dude.
They even did it with Ray just to get Kevin Nash over.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Those are the big ones that stick out to me. It's Ray, Hoovy, and Psychosis. And then they went to WWE, and then they rode on fucking lawnmowers. And,
and did nothing.
What the fuck?
Psychosis had a horrible match with Rey Mysterio at ECW One Night Stand.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's pretty much pretty much that. So, we're going to give some shout-outs to our brothers in podcasting. Wrestling Soup, Satpod, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van, The Strap. Who else are we forgetting? Talking About Podcast. You know, I guess
I'm not very good at that stuff. Oh,
those are the ones.
We got a new show up on the feed, though. We can plug that one. Gaming with the Cock.
What is that?
It's video games with a friend of mine named Adam Alcock.
Oh, yeah?
So it's pretty fun. So check it out if you like video games. Vidya games.
There you go. That's on the Federation channel. At MoFudge.com, on Stitcher, all that shit, iTunes.
Not Spreaker, because Spreaker sucks.
I don't think we're on Spreaker either. Yeah, Spreaker stuff.
It really does.
But yeah, that'll. I think that's gonna fucking do it, man. Next week we'll be back. We'll preview the shows. I guess no real point in previewing NXT. That's why we did it this time. But we'll recap the go home show.
Wouldn't it be nice if NXT was on a Friday?
Yeah. Instead of Saturday, that'd be nice. But we'll recap the go-home shows for NXT and SmackDown. We'll talk a bunch of shit. You can go to our Facebook page and check out our Hall of Fame in the album section. Add somebody new every week, so check that out. Throw a like on your way out. And that's about all I can think of, man. I think we've fucking thoroughly done it.
I think so. With such a shit week, we actually managed to almost push 2 hours.
Five-star podcast right there. Anything else? You have anything else to say before we go?
No, no, no. You can all kiss my ass.
You can all kiss my ass. Well, I hope you all have fancy Dan days until next time.
Fancy Dan to you.
You get all of the dick and the pussy you desire. And remember that a winner is you.
Days.